This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands, also said Moscow's willing to talk more about easing tensions over Ukraine, the Biden administration endorsed more diplomatic negotiations. Putin's comments were his first on the standoff in more than a month and suggested a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine may not be imminent and that at least one more round of diplomacy is likely. Yet the two sides remain unyielding in their main positions, and there was little apparent hope for concessions. After that, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will speak. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to nominate veteran diplomat Bridget Brink to serve as his ambassador to Ukraine. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the decision. Brink is currently serving as a U.S. ambassador to Slovakia. She will assume the long-vacant diplomatic post at a moment when the U.S. and its allies remain on high alert, with some 100,000 Russian troops massed near Ukraine's border. The official said Brink was only recently presented to the Ukrainian government as Biden's pick and is still being vetted by Kiev. It's not clear when Biden will announce the nomination. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban lobbied for a higher volume of Russian natural gas shipments to Hungary during a meeting in Moscow with the Russian president. The meeting came as tensions continue to soar over Russia's buildup of troops along its borders with Ukraine. Orban, one of Putin's closest allies in the 27-nation European Union, urged a diplomatic solution to the standoff while praising his